at 7 o'clock. I want to use some scripture this morning that's very familiar to each one of you. It's probably more familiar to me than it is to you, because it's one that I read quite often, because it is a charge to me as well as it was to the apostle Timothy in the word of the Lord. It's important that we understand it as a preacher of the gospel. There is no more important thing to remember than what the Apostle Paul wrote to the young preacher Timothy. He says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. I want you to notice, first of all, that the Apostle Paul, I'm reading out of the fourth chapter of 2 Timothy. I should have told you that before I began. That he makes sure that the young preacher understands that he is giving these directions as to whom he is accountable to. He said, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, those who are alive and those who are dead, every single one going to be judged one of these days. You've heard me say that many, many times. Every single individual, according to the word of the Lord, is going to stand before him at some time, at one time, not at the same time. I want to be sure we understand that. But we're all going to stand before him and give an account unto him for ourselves. Who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Now there's the first charge. Preach the word. That is a responsibility that I have to you as a church, to you as God's children, and probably of all of the qualifications that a man should have whenever you call him as the pastor of the church, you want to be sure that he's preaching the word. The only way that you're going to be able to be sure that he's preaching the word is not based on what you heard me say or somebody else say, but what thus saith the Lord God. The only way that you're going to know what thus saith the Lord God is to remember another instruction of the Apostle Paul unto the young preacher Timothy, when he said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Each and every one of you, as a child of God, have the responsibility to study the word of the Lord and to study it so that you know what thus saith the Lord, so that as you listen to the man who's preaching the word, that you know whether or not he is preaching you what thus saith the Lord, whether he's preaching you the word or whether he's just preaching to you what he thinks. We've got a lot of preachers today that have got a lot of fancy little sayings and come up with all kinds of little clever tricks that they use and appeasing and pleasing people. But what you really need to be listening for is to what is the content of the message, and is it the word of the Lord, or is it just something that very clever people can sit down and can put together? And it's appealing, it's delightful, it's enjoyable, it gives you good feeling. But I want you to know that sometimes when you read the word of the Lord, it doesn't leave you with a good feeling. It doesn't leave you being excited and wanting to go out here and just do great and wonderful things. It comes down pretty hard on us sometimes. And there are some portions of the word of the Lord that are difficult. There are some portions of his word that as it begins to speak to your heart and becomes applicable to you, that you find is not very comfortable to be with, because there is much that's demanded of us as a child of God. Preach the word. The Apostle Paul also wrote to the young preacher, and he said, be an example. He said, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example unto the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in purity, in faith, in all things. We're to be an example. Each and every one of us as a child of God have a responsibility to be an example. Each and every one of you as a member of this church have a responsibility to well represent this church. And you do represent it wherever you are and whatever you're doing. You do represent it. And so we need to be an example that is a good example. We need to be knowledgeable in the word of the Lord. We then need not only to be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. Because James said, he that is a hearer and not a doer is like unto a man that beholdeth himself in a mirror, and when he's gone away, straightway forgetteth what manner of man he is. We were having a little fun back in the meeting this morning. I looked down at one point in time and I thought I had on a different color coat than I did pants. And I got a little nervous about it, and I was asking the guys to check it, and we finally decided the problem was the lighting. My pants and my, so that y'all aren't worried, my pants and my coat do match. But I was a little concerned, but I couldn't be sure. Now, I'll tell you this, there's not one of you here right now, unless you've got your mirror out right now, that can tell me whether or not your hair is in place. Yeah. You don't know for sure. You think it is, don't you? But I might say to you, hey, you know, you've got a little flock just over here that should be back over here or something, you know. The point that I'm wanting to make is that sometimes, you know, that's the way we are in the work of the Lord. We have good intentions, you know. You're going to come in here. I can speak from experience. You're going to come in here sometimes and you're going to listen to the message and God's going to speak to your heart. And you say, I'm going to go out of here and I'm going to do that. But tomorrow, you're not nearly as excited about doing it as you were today. You didn't do it today, so you wait till tomorrow, and so it's not quite as much of the Spirit there. And by Thursday, you're trying to remember what it was that you were so excited about last Sunday. I'm going to have to take that thing off here one of these days. I guess I can't keep my hands off of it for some reason, or put a spiked nail down through there or something. Anyway, my point is that I want you to be sure that you understand that it's not just enough to be a hearer of the Word. We need to be doers of the Word. And so as we do what the Word of the Lord teaches, then we do become a good example. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His coming. Preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now I want to go back. Be instant in season, out of season. There are times whenever that I find that it's easy to get up here and to preach the Word of the Lord. There are times whenever the Spirit of the Lord is so strong and so powerful that all I got to do is just get up here and let it go. And it just comes out, you know. And I thoroughly enjoy that type of preaching. I love to be able to feel His presence and to know that I have His presence as I declare the Word of the Lord. And it is a wonderful feeling. I'm not going to deny that. I've always been puzzled. That preacher says, I just got to get up here because I have to. The Lord's just making me do it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I don't have much confidence in that kind of a preacher. If he's just up there because he has to, there's something wrong. The Apostle Paul wrote and said, for as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. As much as in me is. He was ready to preach the gospel. We need, as men of God whom He has called to preach His word, to spend the time and make the effort that we can do the best job we can. And then we have to depend upon the Lord. And when we can do that, there isn't anything that's any better. I don't care. You can talk about my little brother all you want to, but I'll guarantee I wouldn't trade places with him for a half a minute when I can feel the presence of God as I preach the gospel. I'd much rather be a preacher than the governor. You're not going to hear me talk much about politics and church. Now let me tell you something, and I love him. I respect him. I respect the office. I respect all of our government. And we are supposed to, according to the word of the Lord. The Bible very clearly teaches that we ought to pray for those people. And I don't know how many times I've heard him say that, but let me tell you, let me get back to out of my subject. Mine's preaching the gospel. I tell people every once in a while there's anything, I love to preach. I mean that. I truly do. I love to preach when I can feel the presence and the power of the Lord. Whenever I can just know that His presence is here. But you know what? I don't always feel that. I don't always feel that. There are some times whenever that I'd rather stay at home. I hear not Joyce Newberry, Joyce Davis say every once in a while when she comes up here, you know, I thought about staying at home this morning. But let me tell you something. There are a lot of mornings I think about staying at home too. I think about, you know what? I'd much rather be doing something else out here than going up there and having to preach this morning. Now, it's not often. I don't feel that way every Sunday, thank goodness. If I did, I probably just would quit. But there are times. And it isn't always a time that I'd rather do something else. There are times whenever that you just have a surprise to y'all. You have burdens. You have problems. You have things in your own personal life that you just don't feel like having to get up and to preach the word. That's honest. Honest as can be. Not every time, but once in a while. We preachers do have lives that sometimes people are not aware of. But the Bible says not only to preach whenever the Spirit is good, not only whenever that you enjoy it, preach instant in season, out of season. And that's what he's talking about. You just don't get to do it when you feel like it. Now listen, some of you old timers, you all know what I'm talking about. In the evening, we begin to talk about doing things because we feel like it. We need to have the feeling. Well, I learned a long time ago that sometimes my feelings aren't too dependable. Now, I know what they're talking about. They're talking about this feeling of the Spirit of God. But I can't just always go whenever I feel the presence, because I know what His Word says. I know what He teaches. I know whenever He talked to His disciples and He said unto them, will you also go away? Whenever He told people what they needed to do to be one of His followers, and one by one, as they listened to what His requirements were, they left and they went away. And He looked around and all He had left was His disciples and said, you guys going to go away also? And once again, the Apostle Peter, my favorite in the word of the Lord of all those guys, said, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? We don't have anyone else. Preach instant in season, out of season. I still have the responsibility. This church did not call me to be the pastor and say, well, now, whenever you feel like coming up there and preaching for us, you show up. And if you don't feel like it, don't you come. Because that's what we're going to do. If we don't feel like coming, or we can think of something else we'd rather do, we won't be there, so you be there. That's a two-way street, folks. That's a two-way street. Yeah. I know there are some times whenever you don't feel like coming. I know there are some times whenever you feel like, oh, I've got to get up and go up there again. Bible very clearly teaches you're supposed to come anyway. Yeah. You don't have any more choice about that than I do. If you do what the word of the Lord says. Now, I'm a little off on my subject here, but I've got in a few extra. That won't cost you any extra this morning. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Reprove. Tell them when they're wrong. Tell them whenever they're not doing what the word of the Lord teaches. Paul said there are going to be all kinds of things, Timothy, that you're going to experience, and you're already seeing some of them there where you're working. There are people are coming in teaching things that should not be taught. There are people coming in and doing things they should not be doing. And you have the responsibility to rebuke them. But there's a way to do it. And you do that with long suffering and doctrine. Now then, somebody's going to say, well, what is the doctrine? Well, you've got to go over again in the word of the Lord. And it tells us in there what the principles of the doctrine are. And he goes ahead and tells you those. He enumerates them. There are some doctrines of this church that, you know, I can subscribe to 100%. There are some of them that I'm not quite that far along yet. But that's all right. I still know what the Word of God teaches, and that's what I'm supposed to do. And whatever that I rebuke, I'm supposed to do it with long-suffering. The Apostle Paul wrote in another place, I'm watching the clock. I'm not getting as long as well as I wanted to this morning because I wanted to read the whole chapter to you. I told someone the other day that my preaching has always been where that I read a little bit and then talk a lot. I can't do that this morning because I'm talking too much and not reading enough. But now listen. He wrote in one place, and he said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So whenever it's my responsibility, according to the Word of God, to rebuke that which is wrong, I get so sick and tired of hearing these preachers get up and these people who then follow and mimic them and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. They don't know what in the world they're talking about. They haven't got any more sense about what they're doing. They don't know any more about doing that, and they can't do it anyway. It's just showmanship. And if you're one of those people who've been guilty of doing that, just let me tell you, all you did was put on a show. You don't have enough power to rebuke me, let alone the devil. It takes God Almighty to do that. Oh, they said, we did it in the name of the Lord. Baloney. Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in the fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. But when you rebuke them, Paul said to Timothy, you do so with long suffering. Yeah, don't think you're going to get them straightened out all in one shot. Sometimes we've got to be patient. That's taught in the Word of the Lord too. We've got to do things out of love. Nah, you know, there's too much showmanship today, folks. People doing things that they can be seen of men. And that's taught again in the Word of the Lord. Jesus said, don't be doing these things that you might be seen of men. He said, oh, he said, they have their reward. They have their reward. They'll get their reward all right whenever that they do those things to be seen of men. But he said, when you do them, there's a way to do them. And first of all, we need to be doing things out of love. With long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Paul said, you know what? Let me tell you, Timothy, the time's going to come when that they're not going to want to hear the truth. They don't want the truth. There are too many of our people today who don't want the truth. They just want something that makes them feel good. We all want to feel good today. That's why we go to the doctor. If you got something wrong, we'll go to the doctor so I can feel good. I'm going to tell you what, we need to come to church so we can feel good. But sometimes before we feel good, we've got to feel worse. Sometimes we got to get to the point where feeling so bad, we know that we need some help. Sometimes the Lord has to convict us as His children and condemn us enough that we can acknowledge that where we're at is not where we should be. And sometimes all that it takes is just the absence of His presence. He doesn't have to beat us all the time. He can chastise us. He should chastise us. We should expect to be chastised of Him. But He also loves to bless us. And He will bless us. But God does not bless sin. If I ever get tired of saying that, I hope you'll remind me to say it once in a while again. I don't think the message ever gets across to people, so God's people. God does not bless sin. That's His enemy. And we just think that He'll just go right on and bless us as much as we want to sin, and that He ought to bless us because we're sinning. Mm-mm. He will chastise us. He'll bless our obedience. He'll bless our service. He'll bless us when we do what He teaches in His Word. But He said, you know, Timothy, He said, there's going to come a time whenever that They're going to follow their own lust. They'll find them some teachers, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. We said, but watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Endure afflictions. I'm surprised at the number of people who still think I've got the easiest job in the world. And I guess probably to some people it is. You know, he comes up here and spends maybe an hour on Sunday morning. And church pays him well. And they do pay me well. I wouldn't deny that for a second. I hope it's for more than an hour. But in some eyes, that's all it is. He says, but watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Need to be able to tell other people about the Lord. Make full proof of thy ministry. Make full proof of it. Of thy ministry. It's not just enough to get up here and preach on Sunday morning. It's not just enough to say, oh, I love you because the Lord first loved me. You need to go back again to being not only His, but also doers of the Word. Now listen, we're close real quick. Wasn't where I wanted to quit. He said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the young preacher Timothy. He said, I'm ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, I read this quite often at a funeral. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved the present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, and Cretans to Galatia, and Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Let's stop right there. I want to finish this because I wanted you to see two more things. One is that Paul identified some people or a person by name who had caused him much grief. There are always going to be some people who are going to cause you grief. Now, don't you ever forget that. It's not just me as a preacher. Every single one of you are going to have someone or somebodies who cause you grief, and you need to understand that. That's a part of life, too. Paul tells how to handle that situation. And then he also closes this way. And I love this. He said, at my first answer, when he first started, Paul said, no man stood with me. Yeah. You got to remember who this old boy was before he got saved and before the Lord called him. Everybody knew who he was. They all knew him. They knew what a reputation he had. And he said, when I first then started preaching, no man stood with me. I didn't have the support of all the people. I didn't have the support of the churches. But the Lord stood by me and delivered me. Yeah. Now I'm going to tell you something right now. There are some times whenever that you're going to feel like there isn't anyone else standing with you. I can only really remember one time in my years of preaching that I really felt that way, and I felt very strongly about it. And I'll never forget what happened. But let me just tell you this, that the Lord has promised in His Word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Yeah, that's my message.